The question was asked if someone was told that Judaism encompasses all religions, then how exactly does it encompass the religions of the Far East? So I have to begin by saying, I don't know who said that Judaism encompasses all religions. I don't know that Judaism has any goal to encompass anything other than the truth. And God gave us the Torah and told us this is the way you're supposed to behave. Now, if what God gave us is the Torah, as we know it is, and we know that the Torah is the truth, so then any other truth may have overlapping with the Torah. If you say, well, this is black, does that have to do with the Torah? Not necessarily. But many truths, many truisms, will overlap with the Torah. If you have a way of life that has some truth to it, then we say that the Torah told us the best way of life. God says, I created this world. I know what's good for you. You won't understand all of it, but I'm telling you this is the best way to live in this world. Nothing to do with the world to come. In this world, the best way you can live is go by the Torah. So then if you have all kinds of religions and other directives of how to live life, if there's going to be some truth to them, then there's going to be an overlap with the Torah. If where they hit the nail on the head. I don't know of any validity to saying that the Torah is going to encompass something else. The Torah has no goal to encompass anything else. The Torah is God's word in which God said, this is what you do, this is what's best for you, and I'm telling you this is what you should do. Now, God also said that for the nations of the world, they don't have to go by the Torah. They have other obligations. One of their obligations is to define a code of behavior. They should have laws. And those laws, it's pretty open what those laws should say. They're limited. They have to be righteous. But within that broad term of righteous, there are a lot of laws that are acceptable. If they say your stores have to be closed on Sunday, they can say that. They're entitled to enforce their laws. If they say on New Year's all stores have to be closed, fine. If they say everyone has to rest, you can't work during the month of this month of the summer. Okay. You want people to rest, fine. They can enforce laws. They can enforce monetary laws. The importance of their laws is that there should be justice. If one person steals, he should be punished. Is the punishment going to be death penalty? Is the punishment going to be that he has to pay double? Is the punishment just going to be that he pays it back? That's already more or less left into their hands. The Torah does say that he should get the death penalty, but there is still a lot of leeway within the Noahide laws as to what laws they should establish, and that's in their hands. When it comes to religion, so the Rambam writes that the religions compared to Judaism can only be called similar as one would call a monkey similar to a human. You'd say, yes, he has a nose, he has two nostrils, he has two hands, he has two feet. If you don't see what's beyond the external, then you could say, yeah, they're similar. He has hair only on his head and his beard, and he has hair all over him. Fine, there's a difference. But externally, there's a lot that's similar. Once you know to see beyond the external, and the Rambam gives this analogy, Maimonides in his letter, Epistle to Yemen, Igeret Teman, that we're learning on Fridays, the Rambam gives this analogy. Once you see beyond the surface, once you understand the depths of the religion, you'll see that just because Judaism tells us what to do and what not to do, and the other religions also have rules, they say what to do and what not to do, that does not mean that they're similar at all, says the Rambam. That's like comparing a monkey with a human and saying they're similar. They are not similar. They have external similarities, but there are integral differences between them. By the same token, there is an integral difference between Judaism and other religions. The fact that other religions might have hit the nail on the head in certain things, and in those things we say, okay, so they're saying like us, fine. You'll find all kinds of smart things within the religions and the beliefs of the Far East. And we're going to say that if there's anything valid to their way of life, then it has to have roots in the Torah as well. The fact that they say it in another language, that doesn't bother us. The fact that they have all kinds of other actions that they do that seem to go directly against the Torah, that bothers us, but that has nothing to do with whether they're right or wrong on philosophical points. They could be very right on many philosophical points, and on those points we're going to say, if there is a truth to their way of life, then it's going to have some foundation in the Torah. We're going to have to find it in the Torah, because the Torah told us what's the right way of life.
Whenever we're moving, I think, isn't it?